book of Luke. Now, the Greek word in my house for Luke is Mr. Man. By the way, if anybody wants to get baptized tonight, we'll baptize you. We got the water warm. It's a whole lot better than what it was this morning. So we'll baptize. We'll baptize tonight, won't we, Brother Dave? There's some people need to be baptized here. Maybe they might want to consider it. We'll baptize you. Just come forward and we'll baptize you. And I know there's some saved people here that, and couldn't think of a better time before the year ends. Amen? I want to say thank you to the evangelist Rod Black and his wife. They've represented the Lord well, and they've represented our church well this year. Been a lot of churches. Thank you for serving God. Appreciate that. Amen. Doing a good job. Luke chapter 2. I'm only going to preach for about 15 minutes. You don't believe that, do you? But that, I'm serious. I just wrote a couple notes so I wouldn't preach that lot. I want to have the Lord's Supper, but I want this to be really special for you tonight. Let's stand for the reading of God's Word. Glad you're here tonight. Good to see each one of you. In the book of Luke, chapter 2, verses 1 through 7, and it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And this taxing was first made when Cyrenius was governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up out of, from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, unto Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary as a spouse's wife, being great with child. And so it was while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. By the way, fellas, remember that first baby when she should be delivered? I remember when Tammy was born. I got so excited. I got Rosie in the car, and I rushed her down to the hospital, went about 70 miles an hour, ran lights, and waited 10 hours. So you young fellas and you in the future that will get married, you have time. But Mary was ready to be... to have the baby, and she brought forth her firstborn son, wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn. I hope that all of us will always have room in our home for Jesus. Amen? Amen. And one more scripture, Matthew chapter 1, verse 121. And she shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. I'm so glad he saved me, Arlene. Amen. Let's have a moment of prayer. Father, I can't thank you enough for coming. I'm glad you're going to give me a whole eternity to thank you, because that's how much time we're going to need to thank you, Father. And Lord, I just pray tonight you'll bless our people. Thank you for all that came back tonight. Dear God, I pray you'll bless each one here. Lord, come down and hug each one. And Lord, just may this night be a very special night to each one. Thank you for the glorious morning you gave us. And 75 kids over in Super Church and a couple hundred in the church here. And Lord, what a great day. People being saved, people being baptized, your name glorified and lifted up. Father, to me it was just a tremendous day. I want to praise you for it. Thank you for all the things we've had this last month, all the special programs, and we just want to praise you for everything. And Lord, in a couple days we'll be celebrating your birthday. I pray it'll be meaningful to each one of us. May we embrace that day as a day that was especially just for us, from you. We ask these things in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. The reason for Christmas. The reason for Christmas is simply this. We had a sin debt and we couldn't pay it back to God. We had a debt to pay and no way to pay it. Amen? Amen. And Jesus was born for one reason, to pay our debt. Look at Luke chapter 23 and verse 33, and this is the last verse I'm going to use. Austin, I want you to listen to Papa as I read this verse to you. He's not acting up, by the way. He's just in the front row, and he caught Papa's eye. This is why, Austin, Jesus was born. Hi, Jimmy. You're such a good boy. Jimmy, I'm going to read a verse here, and I don't ever want you to forget it, okay? And Jimmy, is his birthday right around this time? No? Okay, I was thinking it was Jimbo's birthday. Okay. I want you all look at the scripture with me in Luke 23:33. Jimmy, here's the reason Jesus was born for you and I, and for your brother Austin, and for your sister Autumn, and for your mommy and daddy, and your grandma and grandpa. Here's why Jesus was born. Look at Luke 23:33. And when they come to a place which is called Calvary, that's why he was born, Bobby. The Christ was born to go to Calvary. That's why he came. He came, Bethlehem was just a stopping place. You see, Calvary was his destination. And when they come to the place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. And the malefactors, that means sinners, criminals, crooks, thieves. That's what that word malefactor means. One on the right hand and the other on the left. And here we see Jesus coming to the place why he was born. They took him outside of Jerusalem, Golgotha Hill, the place of the skull, Calvary. And they put nails in his hands, right about here, and nails in his feet, and they put him down in that hole. And when they thrust him down on that cross, the Bible says every bone went out of joint. Every bone went out of joint. How many ever had a dislocated bone? Can you imagine every bone in your body out of joint? Can you imagine the excruciating pain? That was just the start of it, though. Before that, they lashed him and put a crown of thorns in his brow and mocked him and spit on him. There the Son of God, from 9 a.m. to 3 o'clock in the afternoon for 6 hours, there he agonized and suffered for me, for you. Amen. And that's why he came. The very thing he was doing was the reason he came. That's why he was born. The Christ was born for Calvary. Isn't that amazing? The Christ was born to be crucified. That's why that birth should be so special to you. Oh, it's amazing that God would even love us. It's amazing that he would be born of a miracle of a virgin birth. And then to think that on top of all those things, the Creator would love us so much he would suffer for us. Pretty great Creator. Amen? You see, if Jesus doesn't pay our debt, we are forever lost and doomed. And mankind forevermore is lost. Forever. You know, it's hard to grab a hold of eternity, isn't it? I mean, we sing, I'm going to live forever. I'm going to die. And we think, everlasting life is a lot. I mean, it's beyond us, Eddie. It really is. Because you can't put everlasting inside of a test tube and analyze it. It's because you can't contain everlasting. Amen? It's like God. He's from everlasting to everlasting. And there Jesus came. And there he was born for you and I. In 2 days, we're going to celebrate it. Oh, there'll be presents open. There'll be people eating like preacher. Figuring out right now already about my meal. But can you imagine the day if he had not come? Wow. Can you imagine if Christ would not have come? We'd be like 1 Corinthians 15, I think it's verse 19. We'd be like most men, miserable. And I'm glad that he came. I'm glad that we have a tremendous hope for the future. And I thought about my little Mary last night. I thought of my Grandpa Lemley last night. And some of other folks, and they're up with Jesus this year. And they're spending Christmas with Jesus. One day we'll all be with them. Amen?
Amen.
And I miss them. I know you miss them. And but one day we'll all get to be there. Amen? I'm gonna read a scripture to you and then. But Austie, Jesus went to Calvary to die for my sins and yours. That's why he was born. Never forget that. He was born to die for you and me. Because if he doesn't die for you and me, we don't have an opportunity to go to heaven. That's a great thing, isn't it? One word you'd learn in your English class, Austin, we would be destined and destitute for eternal hell. No turning back, but I'm glad he made a way. Amen?
Amen.
I want to just read this, and we'll have the Lord's Supper in a minute. For I received of the Lord, which also I delivered to you, that Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, he took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat, this is my body, which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. See, we're going to take the Lord's Supper tonight. We're not eating the body of Christ. I'm not drinking the blood of Jesus. We're doing this in remembrance. There's some people who actually believe they're taking the Lord's body. That's not the Lord's body. Those are crackers and those are grape juice that Eddie and Lizzie poured for us. Are you still with me? I'm not making light of it. It's in remembrance. It's to signify what our Savior did for us. And after the same manner also he took the cup which he had supped, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. Not taking the Lord's Supper to get saved. Not taking the Lord's Supper to make me saved or keep me. I'm doing it because he saved me and because he's my Savior. If you don't know Jesus as your Savior, don't take this. It's only for Christians. It's only for baptized Christians. It's only for members of church. Are you with me? Like our congregation in Bethel. Are you with me? Notice, and for as oft as you eat this bread and drink this cup, look, verse 26, you do show the Lord's death till he come. How many believe he's coming back? And that's why we're going to keep doing it till he comes, Bobby. One day we're not going to do it. Why? Because we're going to be with him. Amen? We're going to be with that precious lamb. And so tonight I just want us to say, how many believe we have a blessed Redeemer? Bear with me for a moment. The Lord put this in my heart and I just feel led to do this. Up Calvary's mountain. Listen to the words. Up Calvary's mountain, one dreadful morn. Walk Christ my Savior, weary and worn, facing for sinners, me, you, death on the cross, that he might save them from endless loss. Can anyone say amen?
Amen.
Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree. That's what we're going to remember tonight. Wounded and bleeding, for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Listen next. Boy, I love these. Josh was talking about, when you sing songs, most of it's right out of the scriptures. Joshua alluded to that this morning when he's talking to people. Father, for what was one of the things he said from the cross? There were seven statements. One was, Father, forgive them. Father, forgive them. Thus he did pray. Erewhile his lifeblood flow fast away. Praying for sinners while in such woe. No one but Jesus ever loved so. Who can say amen to that? Amen. Oh, how I love him, Savior and friend. How can my praises ever find end? They can't. Through years unnumbered on heaven's shore, my tongue shall praise him forevermore. Blessed Redeemer, precious Redeemer, seems now I see him on Calvary's tree, wounded and bleeding for sinners pleading, blind and unheeding, dying for me. Aren't you glad he did?
Amen.
Christmas is the day that Christ was born, so one day later, he could die for all of us, so we could be born again. Amen? Let's hold Christmas dear to our heart. Without the Christ of Christmas, there'd be no hope for mankind. Joy to the world. The Lord has come. Let earth receive her King. He is the King of Kings. He's the Prince of Peace. He's the Lord of Lords. He's wonderful. He's a rose of Sharon and a lily of the valley. And he's our wonderful Savior that was born almost 2,000 years ago. I don't know what day he was born on. I'm glad they took December 25th to celebrate it. I'm glad. I'll take that day. It's a good day. I'm just glad he was born, Brother Bobby. June, I'm just so glad he came for us. What would this world be like had he not come? Whew. On Christmas Day, before you open up the presents, stop your children and have prayer.
Amen.
And pray with them and thank the Lord for coming and giving us eternal life.
Amen?
Amen? Let's really make our Christmas real, because it should be to all of us that know him as Savior. Amen? I'd like the deacons to come up now. We're going to have the Lord's Supper, those that help. Brother David, you'll probably need to be